As government leaders assess when to reopen the economy amid coronavirus concerns, senior military commanders are considering the long-term effects of the pandemic. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Colin Jackson. The Fort Knox Army Base in Kentucky was among the first in the nation to close its schools to its 1,800 students and is now using virtual and what it calls social distance-enabled training. Major General John Evans says his command is taking note of those changes for what he predicts will be a post-September 11th-like future.
We found a way to operate in that environment. We found a way not just to survive, but to thrive in that environment, and we settled into our new normal. And I think it's going to be incumbent upon us to settle into a new normal when this is over with, and then make sure we don't forget the lessons that we're learning right now.
The Army has also suspended non-mission essential field exercises and transfer assignments as a response to the COVID-19 outbreak. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.